This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between May 1st and May 31st, 2024. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury rises in the east at 5:07 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and the sun rises at 6:03 a.m. PDT 56 minutes later. Mercury is 26% illuminated and 9.6 arcseconds wide. On the 31st, Mercury rises in the east-northeast at 4:54 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 5:43 a.m. PDT 49 minutes later. Mercury is 80% illuminated and 5.7 arcseconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus is close to the sun all month long and is unobservable. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Mars moves from Pisces the fishes into Cetus the sea monster on the 9th, and then moves back into Pisces on the 13th. On the 1st, Mars rises in the east at 4:18 a.m. PDT. The planet is 94% illuminated and 4.7 arcseconds wide. On the 31st, Mars rises in the east at 3:20 a.m. PDT and is 92% illuminated and 5.0 arcseconds wide. Jupiter is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, Jupiter sets in the west at 8:34 p.m. PDT and the sun sets at 7:38 p.m. PDT 56 minutes earlier. On the 8th, the sun sets at 7:43 p.m. PDT and Jupiter sets in the west-northwest at 8:15 p.m. PDT, 32 minutes later. Jupiter will be too close to the sun until the 31st, when it rises in the east-northeast at 5:14 a.m. PDT, 29 minutes before the sun rises. Jupiter is 100% illuminated and 33 arcseconds wide. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons also can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn is in Aquarius the Water Bearer. On the 1st, Saturn rises in the east at 3:44 a.m. PDT, and on the 31st, the planet rises at 1:52 a.m. PDT. Saturn is 16 arcseconds wide. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, may be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus is in Aries the Ram. On the 1st, Uranus rises in the east-northeast at 6:40 a.m. PDT, only 37 minutes after the sun. On the 31st, Uranus rises at 4:48 a.m. PDT, 55 minutes before the sun rises. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 3 hours, 23 minutes, and 30 seconds, declination, 18 degrees, 19 arc minutes, and 0 arc seconds. Uranus is 3.4 arcseconds wide, and a magnification of 200 times is needed to see its disk. Neptune is in the constellation Pisces the Fishes. On the 1st, Neptune rises in the east at 4:14 a.m. PDT. On the 31st, Neptune rises at 2:17 a.m. PDT. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension, 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 27 seconds, declination negative 1 degree, 24 arc minutes, and 44 arc seconds. Neptune's disk is 2.3 arcseconds wide, and a magnification of 200 times is needed to see its disk. The last quarter moon occurs on the 1st, new moon on the 7th, first quarter on the 15th, full moon on the 23rd, and last quarter again on the 30th. The Eta Aquarid meteor shower will occur from the night of May 16th through May 27th. The meteors come from Comet Halley. They are named for the star in Aquarius the Water Bearer, from which they appear to originate. The shower is best seen from the southern hemisphere. From the northern hemisphere, it usually produces medium rates of 10 to 20 meteors per hour just before dawn. The meteors are swift, with a high percentage of persistent trains, but few fireballs. The peak occurs from the evening of the 4th to the morning of the 5th. On that night, the moon is a crescent, 14% illuminated, and after midnight, it will not interfere. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.